News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Average house prices, as you heard mentioned earlier on, growing, but not as fast. They grew by 3.7% in the first part of this year. It's the slowest rate of increase since 2023, according to daft.ie. And it looks like the urban market is stabilising faster than the rural market. Ronan Lyons, Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin. Hiya, Ronan.
Good morning, Jonathan. Thanks for having me on.
Are we seeing the impact of the significant construction that's coming to bear in the urban areas? So lots of housing estates, lots of apartment blocks. Is that what's slowing down the house prices in urban areas?
I think that's contributing to it. But a lot of the construction, especially of homes for sale, is actually outside the main cities in the suburbs and the commuter counties. I think the other factor that's important here is that about 3 to 4 years ago, a lot of people who owned their own home and had a mortgage fixed those mortgage rates. They usually fixed them for 3, 4, 5 years. They're rolling off now and are freer to move. So we're seeing a small increase in secondhand supply, as well as an increase in new builds. And that's taking at least some of the supply pressure off. I don't want to overstate how much supply is easing. We're still talking about very low levels of availability compared to, say, that any time in the 2010s. But just compared to a year ago, things are a little bit easier than they were.
Now, the phrase, the trend is your friend, comes to mind. We saw urban prices go up faster than rural prices at the start of the crisis. If they're slowing down now, does that mean that possibly the worst is behind us?
So the good version of this would be indeed that supply is improving. We'll see a continued improvement in secondhand supply over the rest of this year and into next year. That will take some more pressure off. And with construction being at a higher rate than it has been in recent years, about 35,000 homes built last year compared to maybe closer to 30,000 for the previous few years, all of that will take some of the pressure off. There's another version, of course, and it refers to a clip you just had on a few minutes ago, which is that we may also see weaker demand. If there's uncertainty in the macroeconomy, if employment is not as robust as it has been, Ireland has been a phenomenal job creator over the last few years. If that were to taper off, that would also cool prices, but not in a way we might be as happy to see, because it would mean that people are either losing their jobs or their incomes aren't growing as fast, or indeed their incomes might be falling. Either of those would translate into falling or stable or falling house prices. Yeah. It's too early to say at the moment that it's anything to do with Iran. The figures in this report are up to about a week ago. So most of that is going to be pre the Iranian crisis. But certainly the next couple of reports, we might see any demand side effects.
Well, we saw Michael O'Flynn, the house builder, last week saying that he's going to be slow to sign any contracts right now because of the uncertainty that is in the market because of the crisis in Iran. With your long-term view on, Ronan, there is the potential for another peak and trough on the roller coaster because of this.
Yeah, I think with everything else that was going on during COVID, then the lockdown and the unwinding of that, and then the invasion of Ukraine, it's easy to forget that there was a 40% increase in the cost of building a home in a relatively short period of time in the early 2020s. The only thing that's comparable to that is at the start of the Section 23 reliefs in the late 1990s, around the time of the Celtic Tiger. And at that point, we were able to offset those higher costs with loose lending. Of course, that all ended in tears. If there were another significant increase in construction costs, that would actually undo some of the good work on supply. So instead of having 35,000 homes a year, we may see fewer, 30 or 25,000. This is a country that needs 60 to 70,000 homes a year and needs that sort of almost in perpetuity. At least from our perspective, it's sort of the next 20, 30 years. That's the volume of homes we need to build. So certainly an energy cost shock would be bad news for supply in the same way it could be bad news for demand.
Okay, Ronan Lyons, daft.ie, Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you very much for joining.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.